It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. That line just resonated with me over the last week. And if you look at how things have come about, we truly are all taught by God. You think about while Jesus walked on the earth and just those few short years of his public ministry, the teaching that he did. I mean, you even hear it in some of the questions and some of the comments in today's gospel. Isn't this the son of Joseph and Mary? Other places we read, where did he get all of this? Other ones say, he teaches with authority, not like the scribes and the Pharisees. Obviously, God sent his son, and we have that teaching straight from him. But then how does it go along, generation after generation, that we're taught by God? Well, if you look, before Jesus' ascension into heaven, he says, I will send the advocate who will guide you in all truth. And he didn't just leave this hanging out there kind of on its own, but he established a structure. He gave the keys to the kingdom to Peter. And we had the 12 apostles, and we already see apostolic succession as they replace Judas. And then we have the episcopacy, the bishops all through the years that can trace their lineage back to the apostles. They are the guardians of the deposit of faith, sacred tradition, sacred scripture, the magisterial teaching authority of the church. It is the safeguard of the deposit of faith so that generation after generation we truly are taught by God. And why is that important? Because if you look at today's gospel alone, and we have 5 weeks of John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse, and somebody mentioned to me earlier this week, it's like, we've heard it, it keeps coming back. And you look at how many times it was repeated just in today's reading. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. Over and over and over again. Why? Because the Eucharist is the core teaching of our faith. It is the source and the summit. We have to get this part right. And my dear people, each week when we come to Mass, that sacred tradition, sacred scripture, the magisterial teaching authority of the church, it's all wrapped up. We are nurtured by the proclamation of God's sacred word. We're nourished by the body and blood of Christ. The question that I have for you that I have asked you multiple times in recent months, is it making a difference in the way that you live? That is the bottom line. Because if you look at today's second reading, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he's pretty direct. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And then he lists behaviors that we should be eliminating from our life. Anger, bitterness, malice. But it's not just about rooting out sin. It's about growing in virtue. And how does he sum that up? He sums it up with one short line, be imitators of God. How well are we doing at that? If you were at the 9:45 and 11:30 Mass 2 weeks ago when I preached, I mentioned Ezekiel chapter 46, where he said, when you enter into worship, if you enter in through the north gate, leave through the south gate. And I challenged you for 5 weeks to leave through a different door than what you came in, so that the external action reminds you of the internal action that's taking place, the conversion, the transformation. Because, my dear people, we cannot leave here week after week after week and be the same when we came in as when we're going out. We have encountered the living God here. And so, when the gospel says they shall all be taught by God, We are being taught by God through Holy Mother Church. Is it taking root? I think the refrain of the responsorial psalm sums it up well and gives us food for thought as we continue on with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Today, I encourage you, taste and see the goodness of the Lord.